producer from Northeast Iowa, the town of Dysart, Iowa, and I've been given the privilege to introduce our speakers today for today's noon SIP luncheon. Along with our speakers, we have another very special guest, especially to the state of Iowa. Our state Secretary of Agriculture is with us, Bill Northey. So welcome, Bill, to the luncheon. It was kind of an interesting morning. Started out a little bit on the damp side, but it looks like things are turning out well. It actually makes a very good day to have a good pork expo. So I'd like to have everyone enjoy the rest of the day here at World Pork Expo. Kim Reynolds, a former state senator and currently treasurer, serves as Iowa's 45th lieutenant governor. She was elected Iowa's lieutenant governor on November 2, 2010. Kim truly understands the importance of fiscal responsibility, job creation, education, and technology. As lieutenant governor, Kim uses her in-depth understanding of Iowa's small towns and urban communities to continually move Iowa forward with bold economic development initiatives. Kim co-chairs the Iowa Partnership for Economic Progress Board, which is comprised of CEOs from the state's major industries. Since 2011, she has helped attract more than $11 billion in private investment to the state. Companies like Facebook, Google, Microsoft, CJ BioAmerica, Cargill, MidAmerican Energy, CF Industries, and Valent Biosciences have chosen to locate or expand in our state. Each year, Kim travels to all 99 counties and enthusiastically listens to Iowans of all ages. She actively seeks to learn how Iowa can become an even stronger state, whether it's meeting with women business owners or rural farmers. Kim embraces the opportunity to gain insights into their concerns or encourage collaboration. On the global front, Kim knows that one in five Iowa jobs is attributed to international trade. Her travels have taken Kim from China to Germany, to South Korea, to Vietnam, to the Philippines, and Thailand. In leading these trade missions, she has established long-term relationships that already are resulting in increased exports, more foreign direct investment, and new jobs for Iowans. Kim tirelessly works to provide access to the STEM program, science, technology, engineering, and math. Programs for students, especially the underrepresented and underdeserved. She co-chairs the Governor's STEM Advisory Council in Iowa. Kim also is known throughout the country as one of the strongest advocates for STEM. Her passion for STEM education was recognized by STEM Connector when she was named their 100 Women Leaders in STEM in 2013-14. Kim chaired the STEM Food and Ag Council, which brings together government, business, and education leaders to connect students to the STEM, food, and agricultural careers of tomorrow. On the national front, Kim is chair-elect for the National Lieutenant Governors Association. She also serves on the Education Committee of Aerospace States Association. The Lieutenant Governor served as president of the Iowa State Treasurers Association in 2000 and later received the Outstanding County Treasurer in the United States Award. Kim serves as honorary chair of the Million Women Mentors Iowa, as well as honorary chair of the Employer Volunteer Initiative in Iowa. A native of St. Charles, Iowa, Kim enjoys her small town roots. Kim and Kevin reside in Osceola. They are proud parents to three daughters and six grandchildren. Please welcome our Lieutenant Governor, Kim Reynolds.
Thanks, John, for that very nice introduction, but I always do say that the best part of that is the last few sentences that he gave, and that is that Kevin and I are proud grandparents to six grandchildren, And today, we're supposed to be having our seventh one on the way, so we're keeping the phone close, so hopefully we'll have another one joining us relatively soon. But it certainly is a pleasure to be at the 2015 World Pork Expo. And as the leading pork-producing state in the nation, there is no better place than Iowa to host this important event. Pork production touches all four corners of our state and employs more than 40,000 Iowans. And in fact, 94% of Iowa's hog farms are family-owned. And hog farming alone represents $7.5 billion in total economic activity for Iowa. And one person who truly understands the importance of pork production to Iowa is Ambassador Vedder. I'd like to welcome her back to our beautiful capital city and our state. And as some of you may know, the ambassador spent some time at Drake University. I'm going to let the governor tell that story because it's amazing. It's such a small world, and Iowa touches everybody at some point, so I'll let him share that. But she is the chief ag negotiator for bilateral and multilateral trade negotiations. And Ambassador Vedder, we're looking forward to hearing from you today. So we appreciate you being here, and we look forward to hearing your remarks. We also appreciate all the work that you do in promoting trade and export opportunities. Your efforts are critically important for Iowa since we are one of the top states for pork exports. Rural America, while home to many family farms, also serves as a pathway for global trade. And in Iowa, one in five jobs is attributable to our opportunity to export our goods. In addition, agriculture supports one in six jobs across our state. So that's one of the reasons that our administration is so strong and is a strong proponent for the swift approval of the Trade Promotion Authority legislation. Both of Iowa's United States senators supported TPA as it passed through the Senate, and we're also asking Iowa's congressional delegation to support TPA when it comes up for a vote. You know, Iowa already has a strong relationship in the Asia-Pacific region, and once the TPP is enacted, Iowans can strengthen those relationships and can strengthen that market. Just as an example, Japan alone imports $1.9 billion in pork annually from the United States, and on average, Iowa exports over $8 billion annually in goods to the markets that would be covered by the TPP. Recently, Governor Branstad and I met with several leaders in the areas of agriculture as well as advanced manufacturing and economic development, and it was just to talk about the importance of trade, and it certainly was clear at this meeting that free trade is essential for economic growth, and I think the numbers speak for themselves. Last year, Iowa had a record year in exports. We were able to export $15.1 million in manufactured goods and ag products, which equates to about 5,000 in exports per person in our state. And, you know, history has shown that previous free trade agreements have provided tremendous growth to our state. And an example of that would be the North American Free Trade Agreement. And Iowa alone experienced over 502% in growth over 20 years. And the Chilean Free Trade Agreement, Iowa's growth was about 290% in 10 years. So with Iowa farmers exporting over $3.5 billion in agriculture exports, we know that we need to continue our steadfast efforts to promote world trade. We live and we work in a global economy, and the future success is contingent upon passing TPA, having that in place, and advancing trade agreements with other countries. So I want to thank the pork producers and the national pork producers for their work in supporting trade and working really as a partner, and that was certainly evident when we had the meeting that we talked about with all of the stakeholders there. We were very well represented and appreciated the conversation that we had that day. You know, as I close my remarks, I want to just share a quick story. And as John mentioned, as Lieutenant Governor, I have had the amazing opportunity to lead trade missions all across the world. And in the discussions, I've been able to talk about the Iowa brand, and I don't really have to bring it up. They recognize it. People around the world, whether I'm in the wet markets of Vietnam or the cornfields of China or meeting with presidents of the countries, without fail, they recognize us for our strong reputation of producing safe and reliable products. Our trading partners know that we lead by example when it comes to quality and maintaining the highest standards possible. And so it's always exciting, it's an honor to really have the opportunity to talk about the Iowa brand and to reinforce what they seem to already know when they find out that we're hosting a trade mission from Iowa. So that's a wonderful opportunity to be able to do that. But, you know, we have another tireless advocate for not only Iowa pork and agriculture, but for the economy and for Iowa. And he has been a champion for economic development. He has been a champion for for agriculture. And it has certainly been a privilege for me to have the opportunity over the last 4 years and certainly this year to work alongside Governor Terry Branstad. He's such a visionary and such a dynamic leader that really has not only the experience, but the courage to do the right things and to make the right decisions. And as I said, he works tirelessly each and every day on behalf of this state and certainly on behalf of agriculture and the pork industry. So please stand and join me in welcoming our outstanding governor, and that is Governor Terry Branstad.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that very nice introduction, Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds. I think you can see I've met my match in terms of energy and enthusiasm to serve the people of Iowa. And Kim Reynolds is a great partner. And we're both pleased to be here to join you for this World Pork Expo. First of all, we're proud to have the National Pork Producers headquartered here in our near to our capital city. And we are proud to be the leading pork-producing state in the United States of America. And we're especially proud to have the opportunity to host this World Pork Expo at our beautiful state fairgrounds. And in fact, I was visiting with Ambassador Darcy Vedder, and she reminded me that 20 years ago, she was the president of the student body at Drake University, and I was governor, and we had breakfast together the morning of the Drake Relays. So it's great to see you again, Darcy, and thank you for representing agriculture and working for trade and opening up new market opportunities for us throughout the world. So we're delighted. Also, some of you may know that my very first debate for governor of Iowa was held here on the Iowa State Fairgrounds, sponsored by the Iowa Pork Producers, during the Iowa State Fair in 1982. And we won that debate, and we won every election, and I'm in my sixth term as governor, so I wanted to say that I have fond memories, and I'm very appreciative of the long relationship we've had with the Iowa pork industry, and I did grow up on a farm raising pigs, so I understand and I appreciate how important this industry is to our state. I understand there are like 20,000 people from 41 different countries in attendance at this World Pork Expo. So it is something that's important to our state, to our state's economy, and we appreciate this. We also have a little golf tournament going on down at Wakanda, too. So it's really hard to find a motel room. So we hope that gives a real signal to legislature, it's time to get out of town. There's not room for you here anymore. The numbers attending the show, and we had a chance to spend a little time walking through and seeing some of the exhibits, and the technology is pretty phenomenal. The changes that have taken place is just amazing in this industry and in agriculture generally. In Iowa, we're very proud of our pork producers and the work that you do to provide high-quality, safe, reliable products that can be marketed to consumers throughout the world. As history has shown, strong agriculture is critically important to a strong Iowa economy. And when agriculture does well, of course, that helps our state in a great many ways. I came in as governor during a different era. I was elected in 82, took office in January of 83, and you all know that was kind of the beginning of what we now call the farm crisis of the 1980s. It was a tough time, of low commodity prices, uncertainty in the markets, instability in the lending situation, interest rates going through the roof, thanks to the decision of the Federal Reserve that they were going to cure inflation with high interest rates. And it was a tough time. We closed 38 banks, and land values dropped 63% in my first term as governor. I don't ever want to go through that again. We're going through some challenges today, obviously, with low commodity prices, and now with the issue with the bird flu, it's had its impact. I'm confident that we have the strength and resiliency to overcome this. We're working closely with Secretary of Agriculture Bill Nurthy, and Bill's been a great, of course, he's an Iowa farmer who is a great advocate for agriculture and for agriculture exports, and he and the Lieutenant Governor have also done a lot of trade missions, as well as myself, to promote Iowa products throughout the world. And now we're all working together to try to deal with this issue we've never dealt with before in this epidemic, this bird flu epidemic. In the 1980s, we saw some real challenging times. But I'm proud to say we worked hard to diversify the economy and also find new uses for what we produce and increase our marketing and exports of what we produce in the state of Iowa. And that's why we have the diversity and the strength that we have today. It's time that our state and our country continue to look at how we can be more competitive. That's why this TPA is so important, and why we as a state benefited from the fact that we had a record $15.1 billion worth of exports last year. That is a huge, and 1 in 5 jobs in our state depends on exports, so we know how important this is to the Iowa economy. Some of the factors that led to the farm crisis were beyond our control, things like the Federal Reserve's decision to control inflation with extremely high interest rates. But we try to do what we can about the things that we can control by, at the state level, reducing the tax and regulatory burdens and making Iowa as attractive as possible. And our approach towards issues involving agriculture is a collaborative approach, working with the Secretary of Agriculture, working with the DNR, working with Iowa State University. We have our own strategy called the Nutrient Reduction Strategy, which is designed to reduce nutrients going into the water stream, and I'm really proud to say it's working, and it's an innovative approach that's now being copied by many other states. And we think that given the opportunity continue this, we're going to make great progress. This is, I've seen the great progress that's taken place in agriculure. You see that when we were walking through the exhibits, we were talking about, boy, it's a lot easier to raise hogs than it was when we were doing all these things by hand back in the, when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s. And just the way we farm, precision agriculture and no-till and all these other things that has helped us to improve farming operations and reduce overuse of fertilizer and chemicals, and also reducing the loss of our soil and our value and the loss of our nutrients into the water. Currently, Iowa exports are sent to virtually every part of the world. And we have a great reputation for safe and quality products. Fair trade and free trade is essential to continuing to grow our economy. Just since the year 2012, we have seen the impact of what's happened to corn and soybean prices as they've dropped about 40 to 50% to well below the cost of production. And while I'm speaking to a group of pork producers, and I know you don't want sky-high corn prices, we don't want $8 corn prices, but we would like to have it at least above the cost of production, because as pork producers also raise corn and soybeans, and it's important to have a balance and to have profitability in all aspects of agriculture. It's essential that the U.S. House of Representatives move forward and pass the TPA as the Senate has. Lieutenant Governor mentioned that we convened a group of ag and business leaders, and we had tremendous interest and support, and we're trying to do what we can as a state to make it clear to our delegation in Congress, this is a pro-Iowa thing. This is something that's going to help us grow the Iowa economy, increase jobs, and improve income for Iowa farmers. So it's something that we need for this economy in Iowa to come back and to grow and to flourish. In addition to a strong agriculture economy, it also we need a government that is supportive and uses common sense and works in a collaborative way. I'm proud to say we're working hard to do that in state government, to make sure that we review all the regulations to make sure that they're not unintended consequences, and to make the permitting process as simple and straightforward as possible, and to make sure that we have a level playing field in terms of our tax and regulatory situation. And we're actually reducing the property tax to make Iowa more competitive. We have concerns about some of the things going on in Washington. The EPA's proposed Waters of the U.S. rules. That's something that concerns us all, not just farmers. Our municipalities, our businesses, our home builders. We convened a meeting there, and generally we are very concerned. We think they need to ditch the rule and start all over again with something that makes more sense and something that's consultative. And this is something that they did not consult with people at the state level that have the responsibility to enforce these regulations, and I think it's fatally flawed. So we're hopeful that that can change. I'm reminded that of the need for us to consistently visit with not only the administration, but we're also talking about the people who want to be the next president, to make sure they understand the importance of agriculture and how critical it is to the success of our country and to our balance of payments and to the success and profitability of our nation. In Iowa, we want to foster the growth of agriculture as an industry that can help the entire economy. And we know that a lot of what we're doing in processing is really adding value to what we produce. If we can raise the corn and soybeans here, if we can feed it to livestock, and we can then process it here and then export it to the world. And we're excited about some of the recent developments. I know there are people here from Smithfield Foods. Smithfield was purchased by a Chinese company. The Chinese want to have a safe, reliable supply of pork, and I think this is a good thing for the industry. We're excited about the fact that we have a new pork plant that's going to be built in Sioux City, and we know there's going to be a need. In fact, a lot of people are saying that's going to actually probably need that plant before it's even going to be done, but I think they intend to put it on a fast track, and hopefully we'll have that. It'll be just another market opportunity for pork producers in our state. So we're aware of the real challenges that we're faced. We know that there are groups out there that unfortunately would do real harm to agriculture, whether it's the attack that we saw in beef with the lean, finely textured beef, or it's the issues that we see raised by the some of the environmental extreme community that would really prevent us from farming a lot of the land that we have in this state. And I like to point out the fact that I grew up in North Central Iowa, where we have a lot of drainage districts and tile. But before that, before 1908, before they tiled this, some of this most productive land in Iowa was swamp. You could paddle a canoe all the way from Mason City to Fort Dodge. And we don't want to go back to that. I don't mind paddling a canoe, but that would do a lot of damage to the Iowa economy. We need to build on the success we've had. We need to use the knowledge and the technology that's out there to continue to improve on our methods so we can indeed produce the best quality food and to be able to sell it in a free and open marketplace throughout the world, and increase the income and the
job opportunities for the people of the state. So I want to personally say thank you. Thank you for the pork producers for hosting the very first debate. It gave me the chance to become governor of this great state. It's been a great honor and privilege. You know, I never imagined I'd be selected 6 times to do this, but I'm in my 6th term. The lieutenant governor and I are serving our 2nd term together as partners. And if it hadn't been for that first debate sponsored by the pork producers here, it might not have happened. So I want to say thank you, and I want you to know you've got a friend and an ally in the governor's office, and anything we can do to help continue to promote the great pork industry, we want to do what we can. Thank you very much.